Hey there, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. I have been thinking about what it means to teach our kids the vibrant and happy way, and I've narrowed it down to one thing that becomes the core of living a vibrant and happy life, and that is to teach your kids a mindfulness, self-reflective practice. Now, so many adults are busy with phones, rushing, running, doing, so overwhelmed. But imagine what it's like to be a child in this world of digital distraction and constant activity. How will we teach our kids to be mindful and self-reflective? Well, I've been thinking for myself, and this is what I plan to try doing starting tomorrow. I'm going to turn on some meditation music and ring a meditation bell that I have and call them for a family meditation session. I know, fun, right? Kind of earthy, kind of cool. And my vision is that I will have them come and give them a hug or a nice back rub or a scratch and some kind words, because who doesn't need that? And if I build it into the morning, hey, it's going to be amazing. And then we'll start with each person sharing a gratitude, each person sharing a wish for their day, and then we'll head right into an app on the phone that does a guided meditation, such as the Breathe app or Calm or Headspace. And I'm planning to just go for 3 minutes to start. And then we'll end with a prayer, which is important for our family, and a delicious breakfast, or at least a breakfast. So that's the plan. I cannot wait to tell you how it goes. I will be back in a few months to report on the long-term progress of this. But why do I want to do this? It's critical that we teach our kids to know what they're thinking and feeling inside. And in the process, teaching them the act of finding something to be grateful for and being mindful of what they want to accomplish that day. And you'll notice I built all of these into this little morning ritual I want to create, starting with the physical touch and the words of affirmation I'm going to give them when they arrive. I'm so glad you're here. I love you. Thanks for coming. Here's a hug. Here's a back scratch. How are you feeling? How did you sleep? Then the gratitude, and then the chance to share what they want to accomplish that day, and then the meditation. And when it's done, I'll ask, oh, what were you thinking? What were your thoughts during that? How did you feel? And just let them learn how to reflect without judgment. So I will let you know how it goes. And I'm excited because I wish I had had this practice when I was growing up and wish I had known what it was like to know my thoughts and feelings and beliefs and emotions. What can you do in your life? What goal can you set to add more mindfulness and reflection into what you're teaching your kids? We focus on reading and math and homework and sports and music, but are those really the most important thing? Are we teaching them to reflect and feel calm and to know where to go to find peace? That is my challenge to you today. Make it your mission to find a way to teach your kids the art of mindfulness and self-reflection. And I will see you next time. And until then, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenryday.com.